Blog Talk Radio.
Get a business show, y'all. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. With this, your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the R? It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, too. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show on this hump day, Wednesday, hump day. Yeah, baby, we're talking about whether to hold it in or to let it out. Whether to hold it in or to let it out. What do y'all think? What do you have more experiences with? You know, like I said, some people take one for the team when it comes to their feelings. Some people will hold in their feelings until they have absolutely no choice. And, you know, when I think about it, people who hold in their feelings also exercise a little bit of control over the way that other people address them. But it doesn't always work out that way. And I have noticed that people who hold in their feelings a lot don't always say what's on their mind, choose their words wisely. They often keep people from really coming out of a bag on them and being disrespectful.
But what happens when that doesn't work? What happens when they're not able to stop somebody from being disrespectful to them? What happens when their nice way of doing things, their amicable way of being fails on them? What happens when somebody keeps pushing them, pushing them, pushing them, pushing them, pushing them? And not just on the course of one day. I'm talking about over the span of a good while. It could be days, weeks, months, years. And they've been taking one for the team. They've been playing the good soldier. They've been holding it in. You know what happens when it finally comes out, when somebody gets fed up to the point where they ain't taking the shit no more. You know what happens. You know, they might be liable to go upside your head. They might start talking about you in a way that tears you down in a way that you never would have thought before. They might really, really go at your neck. And they get in the jugular, like, you know, the blood is flowing up out of your neck. But you have to get to that point. And people who hold their feelings in often experience health problems that they can't explain. Gastrointestinal problems, heart disease, gallbladder problems, high blood pressure. You know, people who hold their feelings in, people who suppress their feelings often abuse themselves too. Some people have even committed suicide behind it. But a lot of times when a person doesn't get a chance to say what they want to say for whatever reason, a lot of times they will practice reckless behavior in some other type of way. It's really a cry out for help. But it can be such a detrimental cry that it can mess things up for them and other people. But definitely for them. So Clay Chatois says, going postal. Yeah, they might. They might straight go postal. Yo, why you had to go postal on them? Like, because he kept fucking with me, and I don't like that shit. And so I had to do somebody, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be on the receiving end of somebody who can fight and who has had enough. That's what you don't want to do. And besides the violence, this is really a health issue. It really is. This is a health issue. Holding in the way that you feel for months and years or whatever, when you feel justified in feeling the way that you feel and needing to say what you need to say. And there can be times when you actually need to say something or you really need to get it off of your chest. You may be dealing with a domineering personality type that won't allow you to get a word in edgewise or who somehow manipulates you into not speaking. Hold on a minute. In the refrigerator. Who would have thought to look for it there? All right. So yeah. Holding in your feelings can be a health issue. It can really take a toll on your health when you don't get a chance to express yourself over months and years or whatever. And somebody is taking advantage of your kindness, playing it for a weakness, or actually just taking advantage of you in that they may dump a whole lot of things on you, or they may talk to you in a disrespectful way that makes you feel sad, but they might be the type to apologize apologize real sentimentally or very emotionally, and it makes you suppress your feelings one more time and time again. It's a form of manipulation. It is. It's a form of manipulation. Because you may have information on them, just personal information that they don't want to hear about themselves. That could crush them, the motherfuckers. You might be able to crush them. Crush. But you've been holding it in. Meanwhile, they're getting their shit off every chance they get. What's going on, T. Carry? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain. No, Carol Chamberlain, that is my friend. Thanks for coming on through. Mi favorita. It's always good to see you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, chat, and chill. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. Yo, it's good to see you. And Emily, John Lapp is in the house. Wow, she about to turn it out. And my big sis, Robbie Mingus coming through. Yo, always ready, do her thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And I'm glad they're coming on through to do your thing. And Fran Ghost and Fran G, thanks for coming through. She is that John. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me, some of y'all, man. Thanks for coming on through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit that like button. It don't cost you nothing to hit the like button. Just hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we're talking about whether to hold it in or to let it out. Now, let's get personal. Which one are you more known to do? Keep it a buck. Keep it a bean. We're not talking about what you do in your head. We're talking about what you actually do in practice. Are you the type that normally holds a lot of things in, waits for the right time, or just holds it in because, you know, you really, really are not with the drama, which there's nothing wrong with that. But are you known to hold it in? Or are you known to be like, as soon as you get upset, you like quick to be like, you know, on some Dino shit from the Flintstones. Some people can't control themselves when they have something to say, when they have to get it off their chest. Some people can't control themselves. They really, really go in and start acting all crazy, uncontrollable. Well, you know, it's not that they couldn't control themselves, but they have chosen not to. It happens. Self-control is always a good thing. But at the same time, self-control can also include saying what you need to say, saying what needs to be said. I think that there has to be some balance in your life. Don't let people push you around, kick you while you're down. Don't let people do that. Because when it really all comes down to it, you'll be the one to either really, really be beating yourself up because you didn't say what you needed to say, or wind up getting strange illnesses, breaking out in hives and shit. Really, some people get nervous, or when they get upset, they break out in hives. They get acne all out of nowhere, have big hives. Have you ever seen a person break out in hives, and it wasn't because they had an allergic reaction? Well, being upset can trigger an allergic reaction that wouldn't happen normally otherwise. But don't let it happen to you. Can't get next to you. Listen, man, your health is all yours, Ma. Your health is all yours, and you have an obligation to fix that shit, whether to hold it in or to let it out. A lot of men are known for holding it in. But are they really? Maybe yesterday's man was known for holding it in. Today's man? I don't know, man. You know, they more talk. than anything else on some feminine shit, if you ask me. A lot of them, a lot of cats. But what about you? Now, hold on, women, oh, hold on. This is what I was about to say. I'm almost throwing myself off track. Men are known to hold in their feelings or whatever, not really want to argue and all of that. But I have to question that nowadays. Nowadays, it seems like men are very argumentative, very talkative, very, very defensive verbally. So I can't really say that that's a man thing. Women, it seems like today's woman holds in a whole lot. You know, you hear women talking about how much they held in a relationship that spanned decades. Some women's report, some women report that they held it in for decades. Like, they let a lot of shit go. Maybe they were dealing with their spouse or somebody else in a relationship, and they never said what was really on their mind because they felt like it was offensive to say it. Or maybe they grew up in a family where you just didn't say what was on your mind. You kept that going, you know? Whatever the case may be, I don't know. I think women have learned to hold a lot of things, and that's why they be writing books and being in documentaries and starring in movies after years and years of suppressing the way they felt. Now they coming out with tell-all books and all that old crazy shit. Yeah, the motherfuckers was kicking my ass day in and day out, day in and day out, kicking my ass day in and day out. Yo, beating up, day out. Yo, I what my day out. I couldn't do that. Day out, kicking my ass. Day in and day out. Yo, I couldn't do that. Day out, right in front of me. Day in, day out. So Kreisha Twa says, women have always held in. Not all, yo. Come on now. This is what we not going to do. This is what we not going to do. You know, don't be trying to advocate, you know, for every woman. Because a lot of y'all women don't never shut up. Don't never stop complaining. Y'all let out way more than should ever be let out. I'm like, don't you keep anything in? Especially on social media. Want to tell all your business and then be like, why people got to be all in my business? Narciso says, alcoholism is a symptom as well. That is very true. And drug use. Drug abuse, holding it in. You know, when you talk about alcoholism, good looking out for that, Norris. When you talk about alcoholism, nobody would ever drink alcohol or use drugs if they're sober, or should I say, or abuse drugs if their sobriety was fulfilling for them. You ever think about that? If your sobriety was fulfilling, you would never have a reason to turn to drugs. You wouldn't need drugs in order to feel good or in order to loosen up or to zone out. You wouldn't need that. If your sobriety was fulfilling, the problem is there are so many people whose sobriety is not fulfilling for them. They're getting nothing out of their sobriety. Nothing. And it's sad, but it's true. Behind every drug addict or drug abuser or alcoholic or alcohol abuser, you will find somebody who finds it really hard to deal with the reality of their sobriety. And when you think about how serious that is, it's off the charts. It's off the chain. It's off the chain. Fran Golson says, I'm not good at letting things out. Hmm. No, I said drinking would bring it all out. Yeah, with a lot of people it would. Carol says, I'm the one who holds it in until I can't take it no more. Oh, God. I'm not even sure I want to hear any more of that. Because I know what it's like when you hold something in for so long and then it come out. Because then it comes out in the worst way. And people be looking at you like, well, I mean, you ain't never say nothing about this before. So you think that just because somebody doesn't say, yo, stop stepping on my neck, you won't think that you should just stop stepping on their neck?
Well, when you really think about it, George Floyd never told the cop to get off his neck.
Okay. Stacey Yvette White says, hold it in. Hold it in, wait for the right time. Okay. All right. Robbie Ming says, I have to let it out because it will start to bother me. I don't yell. I just tell the person how I feel. Oh, that calm storm, that calm wreckage, that calm tornado. Like, I'm just a little tornado. That shit. So he's talking about some shut up ass for women. Don't you disrespect me like that. Let me shut up, Michael. Damn, I'm on the mic. Fuck. Call in. You know, not for nothing. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. She says, too many of today's men gossip like women and don't have a lot of mental or emotional control. You ain't never done the fuck lie. It's crazy. Robbie says, if I hold it in for a while, then I will get ugly. So it's just best for me to confront at that time. Rob, I don't think you could ever be ugly. You know, got like pretty green eyes. TK Wright says, I pride myself on maintaining self-control, but every once in a while, I may spit out the first thing that comes to mind. Most times I think about what I say before I speak because I didn't as a kid. Carol says, a lot of people on social media are bold and bullies until you see them. Woo. Woo. Nar says, what's on your mind, babe? Smirky. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all, Carrie. Carrie says, yes, Robin. In middle school, I went through a holding it in phase. I damn near blacked out. It's not healthy. That actually says, I'm middle school. See, I could have let that go or held it in, but I decided to let it out. I decided to laugh. Rob says, Taki will give me a headache, so I have to let it out. Nara says, at Carol, they're Super Sam Facebook Island, and Sissy Silent in Sissy Silent in person. Word. Okay. On FB Island. Long Island, where I got a wildin'. Oh, God, here we go with this crank. Anyway, so, yeah, holding it in. A lot of people hold in the way they feel. But you got to think about the reason that some people hold the things in that they feel. You may hold it in because you don't want to get into an argument because you are dealing with somebody that you really like, and you may be in fear that upsetting them about anything, even what's on your mind and what may be important to you, may make them so upset that they may quit you. It is a tough position to be in when you fear somebody quitting you. You know, when you want to be with somebody, or your ego is out of control, so you just don't want to be the one who gets quit. You want to be the one that does the quitting. Shout out to my people who have had somebody break up with them, and then they got back with the person just to be able to quit them first. As childish as it is, yes, it happens with full grown adults. Well, you know, she quit me. She left me out there. So I begged to get her back just so I could quit her. Take that. Take that, mother. So it's a tough situation to be in. It really is. It really is. You know, holding it in all the time. Scared to make somebody mad. Thinking they're going to be like, all right, man, then fuck it then. I'm out of here. Because you feeling like you should feel the same way. What the hell with you? But there's something inside of you that's like, nope, I got to be the one. Or you may just really be in love, an unbalanced love. I'm not saying that you and somebody else have to love each other the same. But there should be some semblance of balance to the point where y'all are feeding off of each other or feeding each other, not just one person is doing all the giving and the other person is doing nothing but the receiving. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Robbie Ming says, well, they shouldn't upset me and say stupid stuff. You want to call in? 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Shout out to the Locks last night. The Locks had a versus against Dipset. Boy, what a massacre. Shout out to Jadakiss. What a disgrace. One thing is for sure, Jadakiss definitely didn't hold it in last night. What a disgrace. The Locks, I mean, that was a thrashing. But the best part about it was the Locks actually put on a show. They didn't just go up there and do the verses song for. They performed last night. That shit was dope. Shout out to the Locks. Okay, when you are in love with somebody that you don't really think loves you, but you are in love with them thinking that you are in love enough for both of y'all, like you have enough love to the point where they can catch up, it can be abusive because you wind up letting them abuse you, maybe verbally, maybe even sometimes physically. Meanwhile, you ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to put my lip on that one. I don't think I'm going to have a whole lot to say. I mean, sometimes you just going to let shit go. So I ain't going to say nothing.
I'm just, you know, I figure if I stay quiet, you'll start yelling at me.
Queen Danine Super. Queen Danine Super. What's going on, man? It's good to see me some you. Y-O-U. Narzo says, I can't see getting even with somebody that breaks it all first. Let's just do one for the road. Kiss and say goodbye. Sounds good. But, you know, the funny thing is, and this might blow some of y'all minds if y'all understand where I'm coming from. It's not always the dominant person in a relationship that is the narcissistic one. Some people are narcissistic and submissive. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to fathom that something like that could be a thing, but it is. It's not always the dominant person that's the narcissistic one. It's not always the dominant. Yo, you know what, man? It's been a while. Let's do it. Lord Almighty. No. Lord have mercy. Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. It's not always the dominant one who's narcissistic. There can be times when somebody uses their submissiveness to try to keep someone around. And that is a form of being dominant. If the other person is gonna put a shit, but what I mean by being dominant is the one that gets to boss the other one around, the one that leads, the one that tells, the one that demands, the one that controls, the one that controls. It ain't always the narcissistic one. Sometimes the narcissistic one is the one that will play sick. So you don't go nowhere because they got your ass locked down. Sometimes. Motherfuckers can get over by playing sad, playing sick, playing hurt. Playing bullshit, playing yourself, playing you, playing anybody doing what they want to, just making sure that you stay all in the box, they doing that shit. Yo, you sucker. It's not always the dominant one in a relationship who is the narcissistic one. Not always. My girl Terry Hawkins holding it down for the D. 24/7, 365, 12 months out of year, 52 weeks. Yeah, my dick. Yeah, 24/7, yo. 365, 52, 12 months out of year. Things are coming through. Holding it down for D. You know that's how you do. Word. Terry, what's going on, my? Ain't your birthday like tomorrow? Some shit like that. I know what's coming up. Terry Hawkins holding it down for the dick. Okay. What's going on? It's good to see me some of you. Pharrell. Rita Reds. What's up, Rita? Oh, hold on. That's not being submissive. That's manipulation. Yeah, but it's only manipulation when you can see it. See, if the other person doesn't see how
the manipulation is being brought out or played out, then they think, oh yeah, but she's so sweet. I feel so bad. I would never leave. Meanwhile, that narcissistic submissive one is like, yeah, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I'll cry your ass into being monogamous.
If you cheat on me, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. I can't take the thought of you being with nobody else. I'm going to kill myself. Yo, you do that shit, I'm going to take away my health. I'm going to kill myself. I can't deal with this no more. I can't deal with you. I'm going to kill myself. I'm suicidal. Don't play around, yo. You don't want to see me when I'm down. You don't want me to cut my wrist. I got a razor. You don't want me to do that shit. Yo, my behavior might change. I don't know. I might take myself out, take you out too. I don't know what I might do. All I know is that you better say the fucking truth, and I better not find out you doing some shit. You know how you do. Hey, yo, Nick. Hey, for real, word, mother, for real. Bottom line is, it's not always the dominant one who's the narcissistic one. Check your bingo cards, y'all. Check your bingo card. You might have a narcissistic bingo on your card. Something in the colon ring, you know, sticking to the side of my throat. It's sticking to the side of my throat. To the side of the throat. Wow, Narciso says, that's me today talking. Young me was worse than Velcro. Damn. Oh, you say I can't. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. Okay. All right. Right. Captain says, been practicing, huh? Nah. Yeah, I'm just so good. I can just pick up the shit and just start getting busy. Robbie Ming says, I like to be calm and not get out of my character. But what if that really is your character? People who let it out all the time, ain't that their character? Ain't it? Ain't it? Well. No, I still said organ playing.
Yes, Lord. I got the shit in the bees. Damn, it ain't hit the shirt. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. You know, it's just things. Colon ring, you know what I mean? Beats in it. The beats in it, baby. The beats. Okay, Trey. All right. I like to be calm and not get out of my character, she says. Terry Hawkins. Okay. Oh, it is tomorrow. Ah, I thought I knew that. I thought so. Carol Simmons says, I haven't met a person who I would take myself out for. Yeah, I mean, listen, I was just giving an example. But yeah, people have manipulated people for years with that shit. Well, if you leave me, you're all I got. And if you leave me, I'm not so sure that you'll ever see me again on this earth, because I might take myself for what it's worth, take myself on up out of this world. And you will never have another girl because your thoughts of me is going to make you feel bad. So I suggest that you don't make me mad. Think about the good times that we always had. And you are the father, yeah, dad of my children. So don't do that shit. Top billing. Yo, you don't want me to have to start killing myself, maybe even you, if I feel like you are doing me bad. Come on, dude. I'm just saying. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying something. Okay. All right. So yeah, man, you know, it's a tough thing. Whether to hold it in or let it out. Now, you know, a lot of times people let out the way that they feel, and it's supposed to be therapeutic. You know, air it out. Vent. It's funny, because you never hear a man say he needs to vent. And if he does, then more than likely he has a vagina. But, you know, and when you tell women that, they'd be like, "Ah, man, ain't nothing wrong with the word vent." I'm like, yes, it is. Only women say that shit. I just need to vent. I just need to vent. No, man just need to say what he need to say. He don't need to vent. You start venting, you get to the point where don't nobody want to hear that shit. And I'm not saying that women always talk to the point where you don't want to hear that shit. But a man is not going to be looked at favorably. Like, nigga, why are you still going on? The answer was yes. I know the answer was yes, but I'm just saying, you know, I just want you to understand the reason that I need what I need and blah, blah, blah. No, shut the fuck. Yo, you're venting. My mama be venting. I'm not venting. I'm inventing. I'm going to come up with something new. Something useful. Carol Jimmy says, Stacey, Yvette White says, I like to vent. I mean, I understand. You're a girl. Robbie Ming says, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Nara says, women vent, men rant. I'll take that. Men do rant. Yeah, we rant. Going on a rant. It was meaningful. It was meaningful. So, yeah, sometimes you do have to let it out. But letting it out comes with consequences. Letting it out can cause bad blood when you let it out at the wrong time to the wrong person. Letting it out can get you fired from jobs. Letting it out can get you kicked out of movie theaters and playhouses and Chuck E. Cheese and shit. Dave and Buster's and shit. Please Touch Museum and shit. Church and shit. Yeah. Letting it out sometimes comes with lack of self-control and lack of tact. Like, you don't have no finesse, dog. You just are an unfiltered coffee maker. And that shit you serving up, that shit you brewing up is straight black. It's mad strong. It's too strong, son. It's too strong. It got too much strength. Yeah, letting it out sometimes comes with lack of self-control. Some people let it out too damn much. Like, look, you can't let it out every damn day. Like, didn't you empty it out yesterday? What is this shit, like a litter box? You know what? Carol told me some. Wait a minute. Robbie Ming says, only when people do stuff to make me mad or do stupid stuff. Mm-mm. Carol told me some at NARS every night at 7 p.m. or about that time. You know what? I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. So yeah, man. Yeah, letting it out. You let it out where the law is concerned, you could find yourself locked up for a long time. Yeah, well, Your Honor, I just had to get it off my chest. The judge be like, yo, it's funny you used to say that. I just had to get it off my chest too. Guilty as charged. You got banged in court. Just blew trial and coming down on appeal. I'm locked up, won't let me out. I'm locked up, won't let me out. Carol told me something in the words of Kojak. Who loves you, baby? Shout out to Telly Savalas. The first white man bold enough to rock a bald head on TV. It's pretty bold. Pretty bold, pretty bold. What was he like? What was he like, Greek? What was Telly Savalas, Greek? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Was Telly Savalas Greek?
Telly Savalas was born to Greek-American parents Christina Katsalas, a New York artist who was a native of Sparta, and his father, Nick Savalas, was a Greek restaurateur from Gerakas, Greece, in the Peloponnese. To help support their family, Savalas and his brother, Gus, sold newspapers and shined shoes.
Well, go ahead, Telly. Damn, he's been dead for a long time. Damn, he was old, though. Born in 1922. Died in 94. Nah, he wasn't old when he died. That ain't that old. Well, he was 72. He was 72. Telly. Oh, look at this. Charles Bronson. Now, that was what I call an actor. Born in 1921, November 3rd. Died in 2003. He outlived the shit out of Telly Savalas. And Charles Bronson lived a good, while. Lived longer than my grandmother by a couple of years. No, 1 year. Wow. Charles Bronson! Charles Bronson movies used to be all that. Robbie Ming says, it's a time and a place to let it out. I totally agree. Totally agree. No, it says, Telly looked like he could have been Vin Diesel's pops. How about that? How about that? Greek. European. He's kind of dark. Kind of dark for a white man. Kind of dark. Kind of dark. Yeah, letting it out can have consequences. You know, it can be seen as running off at the mouth. And you know what can happen when you run off at the mouth. You can cause all types of problems for yourself. You can have all kinds of people going against you that previously were for you. People who were originally on your side and now they're nowhere near your side. Because you sort of burn those bridges. You mess things up between you and them. You put them in a position where they could not support you even if they wanted to. Even if they wanted to support you, they just couldn't do it. You messed it up. You ruined it. Messed it up bad. Real bad, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, sometimes you have to air it out. That's better than holding it in for years and decades or whatever. And really starting to feel like just somebody else's victim and you're being victimized often. We don't want that. My man, Magnificent Morocco. My man, Magnificent Morocco. Yul Brynner rocked the Baldy first. I gotta say you're right. Wow, we know Telly didn't have like a Baldy all the way back in the 40s. Yul Brynner. Magnificent Morocco be having some knowledge and some shit. He be, my man ain't no joke. He be knowing some shit. For real. That's my man. D-Town stand up all day. So yeah, man. I wouldn't suggest that anybody let somebody dominate them to the point where they never get a chance to express themselves, where they never get a chance to say how they feel, where they never get a chance to rebut somebody defaming them or abusing them or hurting them or otherwise suppressing them in some type of way. It ain't right. And I'm real sensitive when it comes to abuse. Not that I don't want to abuse nobody, but I don't believe that anybody should be abused unless it's by me. But I'm not going to abuse everybody, only special people. You can't just go around abusing people. You got to abuse for love. Everything should have a purpose behind it. If you're going to abuse somebody, make sure that you abuse with care. That's what I would do. Abuse with care. All right. I know I'm really tired of all of this vaccination news on the news, especially the political news, all of this blaming people who haven't been vaccinated. Like, that shit is drawing. Like, all right, enough. I know people didn't get the shot. They keeping the pandemic going. I get it. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, what if they didn't get it? You know, now unvaccinated people are the biggest problem in the world. I'm like, really? 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 I don't care what nobody say. I don't like Kanye West. And I don't think that there's anything he can do to change that around these days. I know that was random, but I just saw a post with Kanye West and how he, in a speech, he said to protect your kids from the entertainment industry because they will put symbolism in your head and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, that's a good message there, Kanye. But just always remember, you are part of the problem. Just remember that, Kanye. You are bad. You are bad, Kanye. You are bad, Kanye. We about to get on about it here in a minute. I'm going to make sure I started the show on time today. Because I need to get some rest, man. You know what I mean? I haven't been sleeping too well. And that's abuse. I've been holding in my sleep. But, yeah. You know, whether you... Listen, if you hold things in, you can sacrifice your health. if you let things out too much, you can sacrifice your wealth. You can get fired from jobs. You can cheat yourself out of opportunities. You can't always say what's on your mind. I know people say, no, yes, you can. No, you really can't. Because what might be on your mind might not come out in a good way. You might have a murky mind, a messy mind, some stinking thinking going on. Stinking thinking. And when that becomes the case, you have to do what's necessary in order to protect yourself. You got to make this, you have to make better decisions, and not just always for yourself, but for the example of the youth coming under you, after you. Set a decent example for that. You know, teach the children. Give the children laughter. Remind of how we used to be. Yeah. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, and then let's stay together. But after the show. All right. So with that being said, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, my Milwaukee sister Tanya Christian. Happy birthday to you. You know, she's a go-getter all day, every day. And my girl, Jay Desire. Happy birthday to you, Jay. And Janine Jackson, turning 39 years old. Happy birthday to you, Johnane. And my girl, go-getter, holding it down for the D. Also, my girl, Miko, blinds are better. Miko, blinds are better. You know, coming straight out of the Red Bone handbook. Turning 49 years old today. That's what I'm talking about, Miko. And also, learning what works for me, turning 40 years older. Bow, bow, bow. Got the 40 in your hand now. They're going down. Yeah. And my man, Sean Williams, turning 52 years old today. And last but not least, Alisa Jackson, turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Empty the clip now. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you got to let it out sometimes, but not all the time. You got to hold it in sometimes, but not all the time. You got to learn some balance in your life and the value of timing. You have to learn what's good for you and when the timing is good for you. You don't, as much as people may say it, you don't have to let it out all the time. You don't. You know, only people who have been suppressed talk like that. Only people who have had more success after a long time of holding it in talk like that. Anybody with some sense will tell you, nah, you know, when the time is right, then go ahead and spit that shit. And when it's not, yo, one thing my daddy told me is sometimes a good run is better than a bad stand. A good run is better than a bad stand. Good run is better than a bad stand. Good run is better than a bad stand. I'ma listen to that, man. I want y'all to have a great night. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Anchor woman pulling up the rear. Like I said, I want y'all to have a great night. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So make sure y'all come through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm talking about? Or do you feel me? So all right, so Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here. Set you up to go bye-bye. You go bye-bye. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. I'll be pointing over there because that's the screen where I see the chat. But the camera is right there. So, peace, Blog Talk.